Okay.
Okay.
So.
Let me turn on the camera. Oh, no.
Don't
get Kathy tripping.
Yeah, I'm tripping already.
All right.
Okay. This is last week's stuff here. All right. Okay, so it is 9:08, and we will call the Village District of Idlewild Commissioners meeting to order. I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second that.
Actually, Kelly just gave me the driveway permit for 13 East Bergamo Road, so that was not on the agenda.
Okay, we'll add that. All right, so I'd like to make a motion to add the driveway permit to the agenda.
Okay.
All the seconds, all in favor, yes.
So that's
okay.
Approved.
Okay, and then, all right, and then so we'll approve the agenda as amended. I vote yes.
Yes.
Mr. Buckley is not going to be joining us today. So we have Kathy Cosell, myself, and Paula Doyle as commissioners, and Lynn Baker is taking the minutes. First item on the agenda is the DPW report, and we have Kelly Robitaille here to update us on what's going on.
All right, might as well do that driveway permit first.
Okay.
It's on East Bergamo Road. It's on the main road. It's a class.
Oh, East Bergamo.
Class 5.
Yes, this one. Yep.
Well, there's two issues on East Bergamo. That's the road. That's we'll do the
driveway.
That's
the driveway permit.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's a downhill slope. There's no problem to our road. No culverts required for us. Just need to maintain a negative grade, and I've noted that.
Okay, so it's going to be going not into the road,
right.
Away from the road. Okay.
But since I'm just getting it in today, normally that second page is what you guys would sign.
Okay.
And the comment would be typed in.
Under conditions.
So I don't know if you want to wait till it gets typed in professionally and then sign it, or if you can sign it now and she can add that in.
Okay. So,
you can sign, if you want them to write in and
yeah.
Initial,
okay.
Initial it.
Okay, so the conditions would be just maintaining the negative grade.
Yeah,
okay.
Simple one.
All right. So I will sign, I'll make a motion to sign the driveway permit with the condition that they maintain a negative grade. All seconds?
I'll second it, yeah.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Paula can write in the conditions.
I'll write them in an initial.
Yeah.
Okay. Then
yeah,
I have it on my preliminary on the front, but that's...
Yeah, you
sure
take the sheet and type in whatever you're telling you.
And I have the worst chicken scratch, so that's why Donna won't let me print anything.
Yep.
And the other issue on...
Okay,
so that's the driveway permit. I'll just stack that stuff up right here.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, so the other issue on East Bergamo Road, it's a different property?
Yeah, different. This
okay.
is the very end of the dead end where it turns into a Class 6
mm-hmm.
the transition. We have a house lot being built in there. That's already been approved. Everything's fine with that. But apparently, there's small broken windows that were left out in the woods years and years. Now, people seem to be under the impression that we're supposed to clean up the woods, which we don't. It's private property.
Okay.
We don't go out there and collect out there and let them we own. This stuff has been out there for years and years. So somebody dragged it out and put a barrier across the end of the road for that house lot.
Oh.
Apparently people have been driving up in there. I don't know who those people. It seems obvious that they wanted to block the road. Maybe someone else blocked the road, but we can move that stuff out of the way. It's not bothering anything because it's a Class 5 road, Class 6.
Right, so we don't maintain the road, but...
No, but...
But they can't block... It's still our road.
Now it's in the road,
well,
so now it's
the
our responsibility.
Guys can't get up there, right?
We can. It's just one broken window frame just moved from the side.
Okay.
It's in our road now, so now we're responsible for it, so...
So should we reach out to the property owner and ask them, that, you know, there's...
I think we just clean it up.
Okay. But, I mean, is there other...
It's in our road now, so it shouldn't be there.
It's in our road, I would say.
But
if you don't mind cleaning it up, I would say clean it up.
Okay.
Of course we mind.
I mean, in fact, I'm sure the property owner probably didn't leave it there. In fact, somebody dumped it because they didn't want to go to the dump.
Right.
Well, it was originally, that was the original why it was out there.
Yeah,
but I think someone saw traffic going up in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think Jay found out that somebody was off-roading up in there, so somebody didn't like it, so they blocked it.
Enough out of our right of way.
Yeah, I think we open it up.
Okay.
All right. But it's in our roads responsible, and it looks.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so I don't know if you're going to reply, but it was a letter or an email that was sent.
I think we already replied telling them it was not private property. Didn't somebody ask?
Yeah.
Well, Jay sent the reply, I think, to you guys. I don't think it was to the homeowner.
Right.
Sent to a homeowner.
Yeah,
it says, please let me know what's going on and going to be done with all this brush and branches and what will happen. Basically, all we're going to do is remove material from the roadway.
Yeah.
The district will remove the material from the roadway, but it's not responsible for...
The brush and branches was a tree that came down 3 years ago. Tree falls on a private property. We push it back on their tree. It's not our tree. Mm-hmm. We clean up what's in the road and the rest amongst them, so... they're complaining about that.
I have to say that we'll remove what's in the road, but we're not allowed to remove
material from private property. Okay. So, get that, Lynn?
Mm-hmm.
So the district DPW will remove debris in the roadway, but is unable to remove material from private property. Okay. Okay.
If I go too fast, Lynn, let me know. Yeah. You're doing well over there. Paving's going to be started on the 28th, which is next week, of the Aspen-Briston Stock project.
We're it for Bryant this year, right?
We're it.
And we're
it. Touch and go because after next week,
yep.
Hopefully they don't. But they're not going to do it if it's going to be a liability on them.
Is that 2 days work, 3 days work?
I don't know. I'm thinking two minimum, maybe three.
Okay.
Because they don't have to do cross and shim anymore.
Okay.
They're just doing the overlays.
Okay. And then we're going to have them, they're just going to continue down, and then that portion that's coming out of our asphalt budget, they'll just have one big smooth swath all the way down.
They're going to track what it's going to cost. And I told them instead of the 17, I said 16.
Okay.
Because everyone has a tendency of going over a little bit. And I don't want to go over,
okay.
So I'm gonna be on site anyway. So if we're getting close, I'm gonna go over. I'm in under a little bit. Great. So that's
okay.
The plan. That's tentatively what's going on.
Will
with
the roads be closed while they're paving it? Do we have any issues?
Yeah, and
do we have to notify or
The question.
I don't think it's gonna be closed.
Okay.
Normally they do a lane, then they.
Okay.
Keep the other side open.
Okay. So should I put out in a MailChimp on the website that they'll be paving?
Aspen.
Do we know the from this lot to this, because not all of Briston Stock, it's going to be the...
Well, it pretty much is all of Briston
okay.
Stock,
except
for the gravel portion, which I don't know how explicit you want to get about it.
28th is Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
So the paved portion of Briston Stock and
paved portion of Aspen. I'm saying three.
3 days.
I think that's probably why they're coming in on Wednesday.
Okay.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
It'll be.
So we say we don't anticipate the road being closed, but the police
there
be
may
cautious.
Be
there may be
signs of road closure. I don't know. It may happen because.
Even if it's equipment, if you're paving this and there's a truck, a paving
exactly.
truck beside that or a dump truck, it may be closed for 10 minutes,
yeah.
While they're
okay.
maneuvering equipment.
Yeah. There's an alternate way out for everyone,
okay.
so
okay.
I don't think it's going to be it.
Okay.
No one's going to get trapped.
It doesn't have a lot of traffic that way.
No.
All right, so maybe Lynn, you and I can do the, we can create the notice, but wait until we get closer, the Friday before.
Which is tomorrow. I would say do it.
Oh, that's right. Because
I would say do it on Monday. People are more attentive.
Okay.
You wanted to give more notice.
Okay. Do it Monday. Okay. Yeah, we can put it together. Then we can send it out Monday.
Are you stopped? No. Yep. Not
okay. Okay. The drafts are coming out today. Kind of going in fall mode. going to keep flowing. This is something else you might want to. We have a lot of issues with people blowing their leaves into the ditch.
Mm-hmm.
And then we combine, we blow them out of the ditch back to the property, and they get that dust doing that.
Well,
we can't stop and blow different directions just because they move all their stuff in.
Please do not.
If people can just be a little more attentive to what we're trying to do.
The district.
A lot of people bother. Then we get complaints that we blow leaves back in the yard, and then they blow them back in the road, and we have this little.
See, that would be like the snowblower picture,
yeah,
where
you,
the snowblower goes
yeah.
to the sidewalk and then the guy comes and blows it back into their yard.
I'm
going
to put on email, maybe put that first.
Yeah, so please do not blow it into the district drainage as.
We do really try,
yeah.
But it's a truck-mounted blower. We have as much control as we have. When we get the driveway, we speed up to get past it. We can't control.
Blowing
the culvert
situation
more too. Oh, absolutely. That's why we're doing. That's why you blow them out, is to,
right,
to, main,
yeah.
to keep the culverts open for the.
Yeah.
In the roads, we've got to get them off the roads.
Yeah, I think I would say that.
To keep the drainage open and effective.
Yeah.
Yes. So we're going to go into that mode now.
Okay.
The truck one, which was not the newest truck, but the last truck, is outfitted. Just in case, sander's on and operational, the plow can go on in a minute, so we like having one truck just in case we get that freak little thing open.
That sander's holding up, the one that got welded together last year?
Well, we haven't put that one in yet.
Okay.
We've got to, it has to, but we will be looking for a new one. So. Talk about that. The new truck, because they're working on that. It's being outfitted as we speak.
So they
that should be. Yep. So that everything's on schedule. Everything's good. We're going to go out and do a final last grade to some of the roads. Potholes are coming back up. But ideally, go and wait as long as you can before that freeze, because you'll. Them now, we're going to have to upgrade. Just me and Jeff now. That's everything good. All I have.
Questions, follow it all, or?
No, I mean, we didn't do Jeff's review with him in person.
Yeah, we should.
Let through him directly, or should we go through Jeff?
Yeah.
I think Jay said something about next week.
We'll try to get him.
Yeah.
Maybe before our meeting. Or
like at 8:30. Like 8:30.
Yeah.
And
okay then,
with you? Or?
So I've been talking to Jeff about it, and he absolutely wants to meet.
Mm-hmm.
But it was more about being way behind on money portion.
Yeah,
we
got him caught up.
No, we got that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that takes a little pressure off.
Is that okay next week, you think, if we do it with him?
Yeah, it's going to have to be, because you leave after that, right?
No, actually, Kevin decided he doesn't want to go.
Really?
Not
so
going.
Around
here?
Nope. So we're going to be here for the winter. And
next week will be good.
So what?
And Diana's on the call.
Hmm?
Diana is on the call.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Diana. Okay.
So that's
okay. So
along with that paving, we are going to be involved in traffic control. That was part of getting it done and getting the good price that we got. So
being up on
Aspen.
Yeah. So you'll be up there if there's an issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeff might
be direct. You can tell people how to get
Jeff
around.
Jeff might have a yellow suit on with the stop sign.
Yeah.
Have we heard anything, or have you heard anything from Ian on doing the hookup from 8 Idlewise going across the road?
Okay.
That's his water line anyway, at least it's in the right spot.
And I had the initial conversation we talked about and talking about how the paving would be ideal.
Mm.
If they don't do it, someone else.
Did we reach out to Ian and let him know that Brian will be here the 28th,
yeah,
29th?
Yeah, you guys could do that,
so,
that would be better.
So, Donna, yeah, I mean, Lynn, if you could just send an email to Ian, and if Brian Paving is scheduled to be here on
the
28th, 29th, and possibly the 30th.
Yeah. I don't know if you did you to talk about place of final wise.
Sure.
I'm here when the letter come in.
Well, yeah. I walked by there and I noticed that
yeah.
this week a lot. Every time I walked by, I noticed it.
Just get more money as the
yeah.
day goes.
I mean, Jay did write a very long, detailed
and that was good.
Letter
if
about.
The lawyer doesn't need to know what's going on. And
right.
I know he can talk about it if it comes a case, but I don't think it is yet.
No.
Well, the question is
more
of a threat. It's on there. It's on our property. What we did, right?
It is. Typically, we would replace pavement, but there was no pavement there to replace. It was all broken. Fortunately,
well, there's a very sharp edge now.
Well, we had to cut it. The only way to put a culvert in is
right. So they need to pave over that, kind of into the gravel. Right?
Speaking with the paving company that originally was going to do the project, they were tearing out all existing pavement. We're tearing it all out, starting from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
So why would we put a 4-foot section of pavement in for them to tear it up again? So I don't know if their plans changed paving, but they need to pave their driveway because now it is affecting our road.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of the opposite of what they're saying. They're saying we affected their driveway. Well, no, their road is their driveway filling up drainage.
I mean, and Jay's letter was very detailed about the anticipation of them paving their driveway. The culvert had to be put in prior to them paving, and for
we
2 years.
We did this so they could pave it.
Right.
So if they're not going to pave it, we're not going to put in a temporary paving for them to tear up.
I mean, is there a way to put just some medium gravel there?
We put gravel in, and we compacted it, and we put more gravel. We compacted
and
it.
Right,
and
it
was as solid as gravel can get. The way it's coming, you saw it's coming directly down the center of their driveway.
We've had so much rain in the last couple of weeks now, all of a sudden. And so you can see it's draining. You can see exactly, and I don't know much about it,
no,
but I can see what's going on. I guess the question is I think we should reach out to them. They need to do it. They have the same issues with temperature that we have.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be able to pave their driveway much longer. So
right.
The question is, are they going to do it? If they don't do it, I hate to say it, and I don't want us to get into a situation where we do something to their driveway.
we don't want to improve their property.
So would it make sense when Brian's here and they've got try and get some of that, whatever they're in asphalt, and just lay a patch down on it for the winter? Because if it's going to hurt the plow, would it help do that?
Their
plow, right? Wouldn't affect us. It would be.
Oh, I thought you said it's hurting our road.
Well, it is. It's washing gravel down,
yeah.
And this is what it's always done.
Yeah.
And that's why this whole project
still doing it.
Made no sense because we didn't fix anything. Everything we did, we didn't fix the original problem.
Well, the other option is, I would then
get it done. I can't keep doing this project wrong. I can't call a contractor and find.
Well, and I think that because they're not here, that's the big problem.
Well,
they're
hearing things.
Yeah,
they're
being
told stuff, and
okay.
They're not here to see it themselves.
Right. But their paving contractor is waiting for them, and they're waiting for them, and so it seems like
we're still waiting for a permit.
Yeah. And they think they've completed all the paperwork for the permit.
And they've been told they haven't.
Right.
But I can't. This is a driveway. If it was a road, I'd be fully involved.
But if it doesn't get done, and it doesn't hurt our plow, but it makes full sense for us to temporarily patch it ourselves. It's down there. I don't know how that works, Kelly. I mean, I'm such a layman. Yeah.
It's growing. That's trouble.
I don't want to do it because of the drainage. I want to do it because of drainage. For us, not because of.
Drainage is that whole driveway goes straight up.
Oh, I know.
It's
washing
down.
People say that our water washes out their driveway, which a lot of times happens. Well, in this case, their water is washing out our road.
I'm just worried what's going to happen in spring. If they don't fix it now,
oh,
and then the spring comes, what's going to, is that whole project you did for naught? Because
it's
just going to take a lot of cleaning to get it back.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, it won't undermine the project.
Well, then I think
we need to at least reach out and see if they are moving forward with paving, because that's why we're holding. They're not moving forward with paving. we patch it, we're basically demo.
I don't want to do that.
I agree.
Yeah. So can the office reach out to 47 Idlewife?
Just say, you know, we return the email to their lawyer. Are they going to, as far as we're concerned, they should get this thing done. Tell them we're still waiting for a permit.
For completion of the driveway permit.
They may now be in a situation where somebody's backed up trying to get as much work done.
Oh, I think they're trying to get it patched for winter. They're going to be doing a patch.
Even if we patch it,
the water's still coming down.
Yeah. I mean, my neighbor's been trying to get hold of the paving guy to come to her, and they just said they're too busy.
Yeah.
She may not be able to get the one across from me done.
I don't think it's going to happen.
But just what's their intention, you know?
And she wanted complete communication for
them. I think the permit, she filled it out, but then it was conditional upon the grading of the driveway to not keep compromising the road. And so they just were waiting for them to acknowledge that.
And put it in writing that this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
And then we okay it.
Okay. So we need it in writing that the contractor has agreed to the terms of the driveway permit, which I believe you wrote in on the on the application.
Yeah, and I think Ron typed it all out real nice. And
okay. So they're waiting for the owner to acknowledge the conditions or the paving company to acknowledge the conditions?
Well, they need, the owner has to sign the permit.
Okay.
We're waiting for them to.
So the owner needs to acknowledge the conditions of the driveway permit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's nothing good ever going to come out of this. We patch it and we walk away. The water's going to come down. We got lots of pictures of this before and after.
Okay.
It shows the driveway completely broken up. And there's this much of the driveway that we actually had to cut.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it was broken. There was nothing. Yeah, so we're replacing something that basically didn't exist. I don't know if they're aware of that, but they knew the driveway was in bad shape.
Like I said,
their intent is to tear the whole thing out, grind it, or take it out and completely repave it. So why are we putting more pavement in? But that's my info on that.
Okay. Well, it's good to at least get an update so we know what to expect. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So unless you, anything else, I don't think there's anything else here. I don't know if you saw Jay's email that he went to the zoning meeting about the house that
they're.
So basically they didn't have a quorum, they couldn't extend their, so they've got to either wait another month or go back 20 feet. So, I know.
I'm off the ledge now. So.
I know. I was going to take a picture coming down Oak Ridge of the 7 cars on the right-hand side.
Yeah.
Almost diagonally across from that house. I mean, that is such a bad spot.
Yeah. They talked to me about it. They said, accuse someone of doing something wrong until they do it wrong. Accuse someone of parking in the road until they park in the road. So if they have a one-car driveway, if they park two, we call the police. That's what we do in the wintertime. If someone's in the road, we call the police, and they come and knock on their door and say, get your car out of the road.
But if it's 1 o'clock it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and there you are with the plow.
Yeah, but still, they have every right to have a one-car drive.
No, but the problem is the setback is 65 feet from the center of the road, and they're 45 feet from the center of the road. So they're 20 feet closer than the ordinance.
That goes to Madison.
Right, and they got a variance,
right.
But the variance expired,
right.
So they're just going to extend the variance.
That's Madison.
I know. Oh, I get that.
All I care about is the driveway entrance, and it's not washing my road out.
Okay.
And it's going to be 20 feet wide, so you can literally park two cars side by side.
And he said that's what they're planning to do. It's kind
so,
of.
As long as they're off the road, the rest is, this is not.
I think it's a dangerous spot. I mean, the reason that they increased that setback was for just that exact reason.
Yeah.
On a curb, on a hill, kids, vehicles, pets. I mean, that's a bad spot.
Yeah.
That's a bad spot.
Unless you guys start doing your own permitting.
But we could certainly go in and voice our concerns and say that, you know what, maybe they shouldn't have granted the easement or the variance 4 years ago whenever they did it.
Beyond me. I'm sorry about those.
I'm just thinking, you're coming down that hill, you've got no room one way or the other if that truck starts sliding. If you've got cars parked on either side, 2 feet from the road.
You know what? People kind of park their car once, and then when they can't get it out the next morning, they don't.
Well, there you go.
We get around that stuff. We
okay.
Have
all right. That was my concern
yeah.
was more you than you know the property owners, but the fact that it's going to really be a. An, I thought it would be an issue for the district trying to plow that area.
Yeah.
Okay.
If they have a right to do it, they have a right to do it.
Oh, right, but if it's a variance of the ordinance and it's expired, it shouldn't be just an automatic rubber stamp. There's
no,
a reason that
no, you're right. They need to get approval.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right,
Kelly. Thank you very much. So now, and also, if the office can reach out to Jeff and just say, you know, if Jeff could be here for 8:30 next Thursday morning. So, I think he wasn't sure when, you know,
right.
And I don't like him have. I don't like leaving it uncertain.
Yep.
So. Okay.
Okay. Would that be here?
Yeah.
Or at the office?
Yep. No, here. 8:30.
Okay,
right. Okay, Kelly. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Yep,
that'll be non-public, so we don't need.
Oh, no, yeah, she doesn't need to be here for 8:30, the video.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Is that me too or just Jeff?
You know what? Would you like to come?
I would like to.
Okay.
And you should come.
Then you should come.
I actually think you should come.
Yeah, we had that discussion about whether it was appropriate or not, but you know what? I think you should come.
No, I agree.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect. Thank you. See you next week, if not sooner.
Yeah.
All right. So is Brad Jones on the line from Jones and Beach yet?
No, he is not.
Okay. So we'll skip over that. Next on the agenda is the admin report. And Donna is working with Ms. Shackford today, so Lynn will be speaking on behalf of the office.
Okay, with the return of the surplus, Donna said that there's actually a total of $2,012.39, and that will be reflected on the December 20 invoice, which will be issued late in November. Guys, all about the package.
So we don't really get a credit, we just reduces our bill.
It reduces the invoice.
Not like
right.
Yeah.
Income. Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
And then we have the Primex.
So then the bad news is.
Here we go. For Primex, we sent out all the renewal packets for property and liability.
Yep.
I think all the numbers are there. Mm-hmm. Workers' comp, unemployment.
Mm-hmm. These are the new numbers that are on the agenda then?
Yep.
Property and liability, $46,774, which is an increase of 3.7%. Workers' compensation is $5,167 with no increase. Unemployment is $1,511, also with no increase.
I think property and liability was, what, $44,000 last year?
I think Donna didn't write it down.
That's okay. That's all right.
Oh, no. It was $45,105.
Okay, $45,105.
So this will be reflected in next year's budget.
It's due.
These are due January 1st.
Yes.
Or the 2nd
yes.
January 1st.
Yes.
Okay. So we just have to have these for the budget.
Yes.
Okay.
Horrible. No.
Okay.
Okay. To bring this up again, the labor law poster.
Yep.
I looked online. The only ones that we can get for free. You know, unlaminated are go all the way back to 2018, 2014, nothing relevant for even 2020 or 2021. I'd like to know if you'd like us to purchase two sets or.
You need a set for the office and a set for the garage.
You have to buy two, you can't buy one set. You have to buy two sets.
And that would be.
We haven't bought them since 2008 or something like that?
Yeah.
I know you did, you mentioned, you know, $172 for two sets.
Right.
And
actually, we haven't purchased any since July of
2009. Okay.
If we get two sets by October 23rd, it's $152. After the 23rd, it's $172.
We have to do it today.
So I'll make a motion that we. Yep.
I'll second that. Favor? Yes.
That comes out of like.
It is a printing advertising.
Printing and advertising budget. There's plenty of.
Then.
Printing dues and advertising. under by $2,200. Oh, wait.
We're over, yeah.
Oh, we're over.
That's all the, there was QuickBooks stuff in there. There was the merchant portal that was created at the beginning of the year.
But we're under on other things.
Category, but the whole
administration.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's because of salaries. I just want to make sure there's somewhere else. Supplies.
We might want to even consider breaking that category. There's a whole bunch of stuff that goes into that category.
All right.
So.
Okay, well, 152, I think, will be fine.
Okay. All right.
Okay, and the next is to approve the minutes from last meeting, October 15th.
Okay. I just sent a couple of brief, they weren't really substantive to changes, but
Jason,
just clarification.
Last night. Did you read that?
Oh, I did not. Oh, with his comments?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Then why don't we hold off on that until next week?
Yeah, because I did read it, but if you didn't read it.
Okay. And then, so the draft of the meeting is posted on the website,
right.
And then we will post the approved amended version once we take another look at it next week. Okay.
Nobody from training?
Yeah, we have a few brochures here. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot the health trust.
Oh.
The health trust.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Payroll.
Oh, this is the training. There's training from health trust, you know, for a health webinar. Another training open from health trust. Just for be happy and healthy this holiday season, and then a couple from
those are for the employee. Those are for the employees, for the insured employees.
Okay.
I think not for the managers.
Yeah. And then there were a couple from Granite State regarding lead and copper. It was pretty much everything that's been done.
Next. Oh, was that lead and copper? Was that thing? Oh, that was forwarded to do something with the water.
Yeah, the sheet board is at EM.
Yeah.
Now it's payroll.
Okay.
And I guess Kathy will read it out.
Okay. Basically, just kind of confirm what's on their time card.
Oh, okay. You want me to read it, please?
It's got for the week. Yeah, I'm not sure she does this. This is the first.
Actually, can I see that top sheet? She told me to check them off as the red.
I was going to check them off. You can check them off.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
So if you can read off what Kelly has for his first week.
You read it off? I read it off. Kelly has 44 for the first week and 40 for the second week. Right?
Yes.
Assuming they're in the right order.
Yeah.
Jeff has 44. He has 28. Donna has 22.5 and 20.7. Yes, that's the darkest, 7.5. I have 25 and 16.25. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Gina, for next. What have you got her for?
Gina has 3 and 1.
That's 4. But there's a thing,
four,
stapled attached from the week before.
Oh, it's on.
It's 10-2. On Saturday or hours from 10-3, it says, oh, Gina, for next pay period.
I wonder if she meant to include that in this pay period.
Oh, wait, she's got that on here. Wait, 10-4, Saturday, 10-3. That's what this is. Never mind. It's 4 hours.
Okay.
She did include it. It was just the note. Okay.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve the payroll for a total of
$8,008.30.
Second that.
All in favor? Aye. Why don't you give me those two sheets, and I'll put them with this.
Thank you.
and then we should initial this.
And there is no manifest this week because Donna didn't have some invoices or statements to match up with the slip.
Okay.
I wonder if the new engineers didn't really get the message.
Well, Brad Jones said last week he was.
It was pretty clear.
Pretty clear, and he kept the number.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I forgot to mention the commissioners are also in the month.
Okay, got that. So, payroll and commissioner's report. Dave, the only thing that was on here, again, I mentioned to Kelly, the zoning board meeting that was held last night. They did not have a quorum so that the decisions could not be made and the subjects could not be discussed. So the folks on that Oak Ridge property that's waiting for the extension of their variance, we'll have to wait another month for that to happen.
Yeah.
So, and then Paula?
The RFP, Paula, did you get that email I sent
out?
Yeah,
I did. So it looks like we had five we sent out. Three we heard, no, they're not interested, and one we haven't.
Three not interested.
Did you have a contact email through their website?
Actually, yes, and I called them, too. Whoever answered the phone put me through to the director.
Okay.
And I had to leave a message. It didn't
pick
up.
So they haven't gotten back.
Right.
So we only have one more that potentially will bid.
Mm-hmm. Tamer. You know what she said to me? Always remember I'm a lion tamer.
Okay.
That's how I remember. That's how she pronounces her name.
So Tamer wrote back and said, we're not going to do the RFP because you already know who we are, which I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Work puts together kind of their credentials. Our price stands if we submitted to us.
Mm-hmm.
Interested, we'd be happy to do it. So... really, if this last firm says no, then we are either left with going to try and find other people to do it, or just for people wonder. I mean, I really was trying to think about this last night, like why people haven't bid. I think the reason is probably that we're not big enough.
I think that's probably very true.
And they can look at basically our fire audits, and they can see our budgets, which are all on our website,
mm-hmm.
and they can see how much we spent.
Mm-hmm.
They can even search our website for notes from meetings. Where it talks about how much we spent and how much proposed.
Yeah.
That's my guess is why people are not bidding on this. When I found, as I said, when I found evidence of other prices that other towns pay for the product, it's a lot more than
mm-hmm.
either of those numbers.
Yeah. I think Tamer even explained that, you know, when she broke off on her own,
right.
we were one of her first clients, so
right.
she gave us a really, you know, great introductory deal.
Right.
And had held to that for several years.
Right.
And then she's gotten to the point now where for the size of our audit and the work that's required
right.
with the questions and the and
yeah.
all that, that, you know, it just it takes a lot more time than...
Professional service firms are, that's what you pay. So
mm-hmm.
I think we'll just have to wait to see because these other firms that we haven't heard from do
right.
a lot of them. And they worked for us in the past, apparently like 10 years ago. Maybe they'll decide to give us a bid, and that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
If not, the only other thing you could do is go out and try to find another independent person. They do it. They have their own file. As I said, I don't know if we can... I don't know anybody that does that. Because
yeah.
that's the
I mean, you probably looked at, you know, 10 or 15 and then narrowed it down to the five.
No, I gave it to every single... I basically went to about 30 town websites all over New Hampshire, all different size towns. Pulled up a list of all the towns in New Hampshire by size rank.
Oh, my gosh, okay.
And I just started looking at websites, and then I looked for audits. Looked for audit information. And then I opened their audits and saw who did them. That's kind of how I did it. And I just kept coming up with the same... It was really only three to four... But then all of a sudden, a couple of the smaller ones popped up once or twice. But I really went through a lot. I looked through, I would say probably I pulled up 30 websites. So
okay.
I can keep looking. And I also looked on the NHMA website. They have a list of firms. Business. They provide like a directory of companies.
Municipalities.
So I searched for CPAs in there and I found they were the same ones. I didn't. Anyone else knows of anybody? Knows of anyone with contact? But other CPA firms, they don't do municipalities.
That's a whole different type of accounting. and regulations and forms and requirements and the DRA stuff. So
yeah, so there's ones that they know that's part of their business.
Mm-hmm. You would ask Paula to have it put on our website,
yeah.
the RP, and also on the NHMA website.
Yeah.
Well,
you should have. I wanted it on our website, and I think we referenced the RP that's on the website.
Okay, so we can put that under. If we look under finance, and I believe under the finance tab, we should add it under that. Under there, if we can figure out how to do that.
Yeah, and we should leave it open. I mean, what I would tell is, Tamer, is even if this other firm turns it down, we need to leave it open for the date.
You let her know about that?
She knows.
Yeah,
she wanted a notification by December
1st.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Basically, just have a month.
And in the meantime, I will continue to dig around a little, but like I said, I just kept going and going, and finally it was like there was nothing else there. So I'll be happy to go back and look.
Sounds like you did a really exhaustive search.
Okay. Right. Donna wanted some table items here. The first one was Yuri Schersnow last week asked about the snowmobiles having access to some of the Idlewild properties.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, you approved it, but with conditions. And we haven't heard anything back from any homeowners.
Well, there's only one. There's only, because there's three lots that we own.
Right.
And there's a power line.
Seven.
And then lot seven was a private individual, so it's only that one lot that we're waiting.
But we're not waiting to hear them.
They are. Right,
we
okay.
haven't heard anything
right.
yet.
Okay, it doesn't matter what to us.
Yeah, I mean, they've been given permission by us.
Okay.
So okay. Basically, if they hear no from those other people, they're not going to build a route that way anyway. Their property.
Yeah, because they have to get across. They can't go up the power lines. They got to get across
them
and then
cross
go
up. So if they can't get that person to approve it.
Motion last week said on the condition that it gets approval from all property owners, including number seven.
So then we just an open motion until we hear back.
The only other option is to reach out to the system.
It'll take more than a week to do that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and then we got a letter from someone named Sam Lincoln asking if they could use Pea Porridge Pond for a paddleboard yoga class.
Big P.
So they were asking about, I wish Jay was here, the
access to Big P Porridge Pond and any permits that would be required from the CDOE or Madison to get.
But he was looking at the boat ramp. Didn't he say something about a boat ramp?
He's having people come from other places. He's got a parking.
Do you want to look
I think that's the worst, that was my first consideration.
You
was
don't,
the
you
parking.
Don't need to go to a boat ramp or a paddleboard. You could just use it on the
beach. Yeah.
I read that. What was his name? I was on search
for that. Sam Lincoln. I mean, we can't deny him access to the pond. Like, if possible, the class would be accessed via the public boat ramp on the north side of the pond.
Is there parking? I don't think I've ever gone to that boat ramp. Have you?
And I think...
I know where the road is. The road is off of...
Fondwood.
South of Cass.
I don't know if that's even part of Idlewild.
Where the boat access is, there's no... Where the boat ramp is, that's not it's off of that road.
Fondwood. Yeah. I don't think that's not in Idlewild.
Right.
So I guess the response to him would be that the public boat ramp on the north side of the pond, which is the area that he's looking to access, is not within Idlewise.
Right.
And just confirm, I don't remember seeing Pondwood as part of Idlewise, but just verify that that's where that lot
is.
Is
the name of the
road? Pondwood.
Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There's a sign that says boat ramp. I don't know.
Yeah, we put in a paddle boat there with our neighbors before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Okay.
And the last thing Donna wanted to mention was all the health stress changes for 2021.
But I would tell them there's no, I'm sorry.
Okay.
There's no permitting involved. Aware of.
he said he's talked to Fish and Game and other, but that location is not within Idlewise, so I would leave it at that.
Yeah, the boat ramp is not within Idlewise. You might want to.
And then Donna wanted to mention that the health trust items for 2021 should be discussed with the employees.
Yes.
And the final thing we had was...
We talked about that last week, what the changes in the insurance policies were.
Yeah.
Right.
For husband and wife, and then for family.
So we wanted to ask them...
Or let them know what the new premiums are, and if they have an interest in going to the family plan.
They would have...
I think that's fair.
Yeah, those numbers.
Yep.
Yeah, that's on the last week. We're on the agenda. I'm from Mark Rathen.
And just hang on 1 second.
Yeah, but we're an hour early.
I thought I wrote them down. I think it was $1,100 for last year.
Is that called Brad Jones? Hi, Brad. Paula Doyle, one of the commissioners from Alewife. We thought you were going to be dialing into our commissioners meeting this morning at 9:30. Dial in is 971-224-6602. That's 971-224-6602, and the passcode is 992-407.
We're pretty much through the agenda. We knew it was going to be a quick meeting. And so when you said Mark, you meant Mark's appearance at 11 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And he had asked for, in his email, just a reference to the electrical schematics,
right.
which we reached out to Jones and Beach. They had it as part of our...
I guess we can call for public comment. Dinah's on the phone. See if you can have public. And then we could adjourn, I guess, and we could wait and reopen the meeting with them. Or we can contact them that the meeting has adjourned early, unless they're... We should probably just wait for them. But there's no reason in videotaping us sitting here doing nothing.
Yeah.
Dinah, do you have anything?
Dinah? You still on?
No, we lost her.
Oh.
No?
Yeah, Dinah, yep. Yeah. So we've pretty much finished up here. Do you have any public comment?
Sorry about that. I took it off mute and hung up. Sorry.
You didn't miss much.
What I think we should do is, sorry, Don, if you have anything, and then I think we should adjourn the meeting, let the video go, and then when Mark comes, we can reopen the meeting and do it on audio.
Okay, so hang up and then reestablish the connection?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we'll have two recordings for this meeting today. I don't know. Is there any point to
recording? Nothing. No.
Right. So, do you have
anything else? I just have one thing. This is Dinah. Are we have we gotten the bills from the electrical work done on Oak Station, or was it Shakora Station?
On Shakora? No, not yet. Justin does all his billing at the end of the month, so I expect to receive that the first week in November.
I checked with the bank, and there is $55,000 left on the line of credit.
Okay. Okay, because the warrant article for Chicora Station was 30, so we should be well within that.
Okay, well, when you get it, and with your voting on it and so forth, I'll move that money from the line of credit to the operating account to pay those bills.
Right, because we've got to do that, and then that's it for the end. At the end of the year, that's it. That loan will flip over to a principal and interest loan for next
year.
Well,
I spoke with them, and they said that in February of 2021, we get our last interest bill. So this February, we will get the last bill of interest, which should be $7,000 about was what it was last time. And then in August, we will start paying it down principal and interest. That will be our first principal and interest payment. I, of course, asked them if they could give me an estimation of what that might be, and if they wouldn't do that, of course, because the interest rates in the spring could be, hopefully they're lower, but... So I'll try to figure it out on maybe a 3%, which seems high, but maybe that's good. The other thing that I had sort of forgotten is that the payback will be 12 years because it was a 15-year loan line, and the first three that where we drew on it was counted, so that balance will be figured out over 12 years, not 15.
Okay. The first three were interest only. Okay.
And
the payment will depend on how much we draw off of that $50,000. If we take all of it or $30,000 of it or $25,000 of it.
Right. Whatever we have taken by the end of the year, that will be the amount of the loan.
Okay.
And I also think, I'll check on this, it's been a while, but I also think this was going to be paid on water fees.
I believe that's correct.
I can go back and look at the meeting minutes of three years ago, but I just your budget things, I just wanted to mention that for you.
I think because where's that amount on here? Right, so the interest that we've been paying, we budgeted $7,500. We paid $5,089 so far this year, came out of the water budget. Didn't come out of the operating budget. So I believe that's how it was voted on, was all out of water budget.
Yep. So okay. I just wanted to let you know, as you're thinking about next year's budgets, that's where that will be coming from.
Okay.
And also, I guess I'm a little concerned that Jones and Beach has kind of been ignoring us. Wasn't Brad supposed to call today?
We were under the assumption he would be calling today. We don't know if he got, you know, sidetracked by another project. I'm assuming Brad Jones is the Jones of Jones and Beach. Paula did call him and left a message about 15 minutes ago. I'm not sure if you heard that or not.
No, I didn't. Well, just something to think about.
Yep. Nope, I agree. It would have been nice if he called in. I don't know if anything really happened this week up there because, the rain and... The only Dawson, I guess, cleaned up quite a bit of that property, and Kelly was happy with it, and Brian Paving's going to come in and start on, was it Wednesday next week?
Yeah, I heard that and so forth. All right, well, that's all I have to say, so adios.
Okay, thank you, Dinah.
Thanks,
so we're going to adjourn the meeting, and we will re-adjourn when Mark shows up. All right, so we're going to make a motion to... At 10 o'clock, we'll make a motion to adjourn, and we're going to re-adjourn when our scheduled appearance person arrives.
I'll second that. Do I have to second that?
Yeah.
You're making a motion.
Yes.
Sure.
So, yep. And all in favor? Yes. Okay. And then I will...